Two of the leading candidates on the Republican side in the 2016 race for the White House come from Florida. On this week's PolitiFact, WUSF's Mark Schreiner talks with Josh Gillen about a pair of claims, one from Senator Marco Rubio and one from former Governor Jeb Bush.
Josh, let's start with Senator Marco Rubio. He was recently on CBS's Face the Nation when the subject of climate change came up, and it took an interesting turn.
If we do the things they want us to do, cap and trade, you name it, how much will that change the pace of climate change versus how much will it cost our economy? Scientists can't tell us what impact it would have on reversing these changes, but I can tell you with certainty it would have a devastating impact on our economy.
Now, PolitiFact is conceding that the senator is right on that first part. Scientists can't tell us what impact cap and trade would have on climate change. But you took a look at what he called its devastating impact on the economy. What'd you find?
Well, we rated his statement false based on that part of it, because these studies are all over the map, really, in terms of how they're going to affect the economy. Maybe not to the same degree, but there also is no telling how something would work unless you had a specific policy in place. What we found is when we looked at programs in places like California and New England and Europe, the predictions beforehand that the sky would fall if these cap and trade programs were put into place really didn't seem to turn out that way. There was a lot of talk about buying new technologies or technologies that didn't exist yet, or just trying to pay for current levels of technology would destroy economies. And that doesn't seem to be the case. In these places, there's just a minor effect on those regional economies. A few hundred dollars per family, some analyses say. Some even go so far as to say that there are benefits because the quality of life for people who live in these regions has improved with the environment. We don't really find any evidence when we talk to experts that there's these, quote, devastating effects. Again, it does matter what policy is put in place, but it seems he's using a lot of hyperbole here when Rubio is saying that, so we rated it false.
Okay. Well, now flipping over to another GOP presidential hopeful with ties to Florida, and that's Jeb Bush. He was among those speaking to Republican voters in New Hampshire recently when he talked about one of his pet topics, education standards, particularly Common Core. And he was quoted as saying the United States has an 80% graduation rate in high school after spending more per student than any country in the world other than Liechtenstein, he thought, or maybe Luxembourg and a couple other small countries. Josh Gillen, PolitiFact, checked out the claims about those graduation rates and what the U.S. spends on students. What did it reveal?
Well, we rated what he said was true. We looked at a couple different studies here. We looked at some national statistics, and it does seem to be the case that the United States graduation rate overall is about 81%. And that is measured from students who enter high school to ninth grade and then graduate 4 years later. So it's a pretty accurate indicator of those graduation rates. When we looked at statistics for how much countries spend on their students, there's a list of over 30 industrialized nations, and what we found is, well, yeah, the United States is about fifth from the top in secondary per pupil spending. Above us was Austria, Luxembourg, as he mentioned, Norway, and Switzerland. They all spend a little bit more than we do, about $12,700 per student every year. And Liechtenstein was not included in that, but he did kind of hedge that, you know, he thought that. It wasn't really on there. It wasn't even on the list, but that's okay. So we rated his statement true.
Well, Josh Gillen of PolitiFact, only another 558 days to go until Election Day. Certainly going to be interesting.
Well, we will be there every single day.